We took a load of oil to Karachi and to South America, and the engine, which was diesel, Germans have Germans, diesel engine, was faulty. We had to go in dry dock to get some repairs in Durban, and that was an experience because there was segregation there, and the men that came aboard to work in the ship usually brought 4 or 5 black guys with them. Mm. And they did the work, they just watched them. Mm. But they were still good because you keep going to ship to fix them, you get to know how to fix it.
Right.
Right? So.
What did you see, what was your job on that ship? Hmm? What was your job on that ship?
The German?
The German ship.
What about?
What was your job? What did you see on that?
AB.
AB.
Always AB.
Okay.
Always helping.
Right.
This ship did not have a wheel. It had a rocker arm with a knob on. When you want to go port, you just hit the knob. When you want to go starboard, you just hit the knob and then bring it back up. Go by your compass.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was electric. So that was the reason. Get used to that. I got a picture of that. Huh. The steering went out. The electric went out. So therefore, there was no steering. We had to go, my buddy and I, we stayed together all the time.
Yeah.
We went to the back of the ship where there was a steering wheel, which went gear-wise down to the rudder. But, it was, again, there was no electric. The wheel back there was 2 wheels joined together that you could put 4 men on to pull it. Mm-hmm. Because the rudder, while you can turn it easily when you're in port, when you get to steer a ship, you can almost not turn it at all. The weight of the ship through the water against the rudder.
So you need 2 guys on either side?
Well, in this time we're in the tropics, and it wasn't bad weather. We were steering by compass, but because the sea was calm, it wasn't bad. We'd have to pull a little bit because it was geared, as I said, and that would go right down to the river. That was that ship.
Hmm. How long did you steer like that for?
Not too long.
Yeah.
Maybe a day and a half, something like
that. Wow. That's
I got
time.
A picture of that too. So yeah. That's what we had there. And there was no guns on it. Never had been guns on it. See, the Germans didn't have much shipping. The only shipping they had, well, I can guess, is warships that sent out to sink our ships.
Yeah, raiders.
And they would have to scoot out without being known, which they did. As far as the Mediterranean goes, well, the Italians have a big navy, and the French had a big navy. But what could they do with it? I mean, the Allies were more or less everywhere, so they had... And I don't know why the Italians want a big navy unless Mussolini wanted to take over the world with Hitler. Those questions never answered to me. I never asked them. But why did the French have a big navy? Well, they have places. But you see, the French scuttled their navy during the war, didn't they? They didn't want the Germans to have it, and I don't know what else. But they scuttled a lot of their ships down in Marseille. Mm-hmm.